T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Joining us now on the Framingham Ford studio line, Framingham Ford, no one will sell you a Ford for less. It is Ken Casey, our longtime pal from the Dropkick Murphys, who is, the band is live touring the country with Rancid, and they will be at the Brockton Fairgrounds on Saturday. And thanks for hanging on during the break, Kenny. How you been?
I've been great, buddy. I'm out in Detroit right now. It was the time difference. That's why I screwed up with the call.
Listen, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Took us a couple hours to get Ninkovich into calling yesterday. So yeah. I'm not worried. Is Detroit excited about Senator Kid Rock? Has anybody been talking about that out there?
I don't know. We played last night. I didn't hear much. I did hear that was happening, but I didn't hear it in a discussion like way. But you know, he seems like he'd probably win in Detroit.
Certainly Rancid, like when you look at a kind of a punk, like that early, the punk revival of like the early to mid 90s. I think Rancid gets a lot of credit for that, and so does Green Day. Really, were you listening to these guys and thinking, oh, it'd be great someday to play with them? Like, it's interesting you guys are together.
Well, I think the order of things is probably like Green Day and Offspring, and then Rancid in terms of like that popularity. But Rancid was really, I don't know, a band that was more like the roots of punk, you know, like the just kind of the Clash style and the stuff that I was a fan of as a kid. So like when Rancid made it big, I was like, that caught my ear more than like a Green Day or Offspring did. And I was like, wow, this, and they really got a whole generation of kids listening to, you know, kind of, and then further going back and kind of researching their roots and, you know, seeing what influenced Rancid. And then Rancid started the label Hellcat, which was like a branch off of Epitaph, which was, you know, probably the largest independent record label. And Tim Armstrong from Rancid called me. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but Dropkick Murphys was started on a bed on 3 weeks' notice. I was bartending at Symphony Hall, and a kid I worked with had a band, and he said, you're always talking about starting a band. I gave you to open for us, and on 3 weeks' notice, we put together a band, and I had never played before, so it was just to win a bet, and we did win the bet, and he never paid me, but it worked out all right. But
yeah.
But so it's like 6 months later, they get a call from Tim Armstrong to say, do you want to do a record on my label? Was pretty wild. And,
yeah,
you know,
that was in six. That was in 6 months, Ken.
Yeah, 6 months.
Wow. That's
First call was to be on this compilation that he was putting out called "Give Him the Boot."
Yeah, awesome.
And that kind of got our music worldwide for the first time. And then after "Give Him the Boot" came out, he said, "I want to put out your record." So it's nice to be touring together because we're old friends. They did a lot to help us. You know, the guitar player Lars Fredrickson produced our first records and, you know, came out and slept on my father-in-law's couch while he was, you know, producing the records. And just all good guys, and we just get along together so much. And we do this joint encore together. And, you know, there's a lot of package tours out there in the summer. And when this was proposed, I was like, I don't know. But, you know, we both agreed we need to do something more than just, like, slap two bands together and throw it on a bill. And so we've been encoring together, which has been a blast, you know. The 7 guys in our band, you know.
Yeah, right.
4 in there, so you got 11 musicians up there. And it's like the E Street Band, you know, and Bruce would be proud.
Yeah, Bruce would be proud.
Kenny, are you guys too old to prank each other on tour at this point? Or is somebody pooping in somebody's Doc Martens before a show or something like that?
No, it's funny you should mention that because the pranking has already begun, but we agreed to call a truce because we are too old for this because Rancid has seen the videos of some of the things we've been doing lately to the other bands that are on the road with us, and they're just like, can we wrap this up? It's getting old.
I love the confetti gun, Kenny. I love it. Yeah, it never gets old.
I got wise pretty good the other night with the confetti gun as he was starting the song. So I hope to God they never stop making those things because I'm having a blast.
A texter, I think you said it, but a texter is wondering again which bar you were working at when you took the bet on that started Dropkick Murphys.
No, I was at Symphony Hall, bartending at Symphony Hall.
Oh, at Ooh. Symphony Hall.
Wow. Best gig ever.
Yeah.
I bet it was.
You think? A bunch of 1%.
You went in at like 6. You worked until the intermission and then went home after like an hour and 45 minutes and you get paid for 8 hours.
That's great.
I hated to leave that job. As a matter of fact, sometimes I'll bring the family to the Pops and I still ask them if they're holding my spot.
Well, enough about your band. Let's talk about Bruce Springsteen. What do you make of this Broadway run that Bruce announced? And I think it's sheer genius. But he's basically going to do like storytelling within playing all his songs in these Broadway shows. And I can't believe that short of being you and you getting me tickets, that it's going to be easy and that it's going to be easy for people to get tickets to this thing.
I got to be honest with you. I've been in Europe for the last month and then right onto this tour, and I have no idea what you're talking about, but it absolutely sounds awesome, and I will be getting you and me tickets. Okay?
All right, good. Yeah, he's going to do all these nights on Broadway.
It's a great
idea. 5 shows a week or whatever.
So,
I mean, the temptation, first of all, the guy, we've talked about this before, and everybody gets all worked up and goes, get out of Bruce's jock. But, you know, the guy, you know.
Make no mistake, you are in Bruce's jock.
Of course, I love being
comfortable there.
I'm comfortable in his jock. I'm freaking comfortable in the guy's jock. But, you know, you think about it, Kenny, you're getting older. The guy goes out and does, you know, 3+ hours at 60 whatever years old. I mean, how cool would it be to take a little break and be on Broadway every night, just kind of sitting there and playing tunes?
No, I think that takes a lot of stones too, because I'm sure he's going to do it different every night. You know, when you're getting up there and you could just mail it in and keep doing the same routine, to do something like different like that is cool, you know?
Yeah.
Very. You mean like Greg?
No. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
By the way, the governor was on earlier and sounded like he wanted to go to the show Saturday, but he said he has to focus on his job. But he did.
You know what that means?
What?
It means he'll be there on the down low.
But he did want us to mention the Clada Fund and the great work that you guys are doing in light of this epidemic that we have here not only in our state but in New England and around the country right now with drug abuse.
Well, that actually reminds me, we got this cool thing we're doing on the tour. You know the challenge coins that like military guys.
Yes, I collect them. I have a massive collection of them. Yes,
I can trump you. What's your highest one?
My highest one is the governor's. I've always wanted to. When I was hanging out with Dick Donahue one time, he had the Vice President Biden challenge coin. The Trump has one like that. Like the ideal thing would be to get I knew you'd say, I know you're resisting. We know #resist.
It's the best challenge coin ever.
It's tremendous. It's a very powerful challenge coin.
Very powerful.
His is made in Russia, but, what do you have? What's your highest one?
No, I got the, actually, I was with the governor before he was governor at the Marine Corps they have the Marine Corps luncheon on the Marine Corps anniversary every year, and it was after Sergeant Farrar, a young man from Weymouth, had passed away, and Charlie and myself had become friends with the family, so we were with the family at the dinner, and the commandant of the Marine Corps coined me.
Oh.
And I tried to give it back because I felt like, you know, I couldn't, wasn't worthy. And you can't, that's a no-no. If someone tries to give it to you, you got to keep it. So, but anyway, what I was bringing up is that we made a Dropkick Murphys rant, a challenge coin that for charity that's $20. I'm kind of, you know, asking everyone at the show to pick one up. And it's like, literally, like, everyone at the show has bought one so far. The numbers of how many people are at the show compared to how many people buy one is, like, pretty heartwarming, man. It's awesome. So we've raised a ton of money out here for the Cloud of Fun. And then they're involved with a charity called Muzak, which buys guitars for kids. So it's like 1-800-100-GUITARS for kids, you know? You know that jingle?
That's awesome. So basically, do the same rules apply? If you're a Dropkicks fan and you're in a bar and you meet a Rancid fan and they don't have their challenge coin, they have to buy you a drink?
Is that the...
I like that. We'll add that to the thing. That might boost sales further.
Yeah. All right. Well, and so this Boston to Berkeley tour, how many shows have you guys done so far, Kenny?
We've done 5 or 6, I think, and there's probably 20 more or so. But it's nice to swing back through, you know, after we've been gone a little bit and see everyone. And, you know, the reason we chose the Brockton Fairgrounds, aside from it being awesome, is that 14 years ago we did a Vans Warp Tour that was, you know, really, really good show for us. And Rancid joined us on stage at the end, and it kind of is what kind of kicked off the whole idea of, like, hey, we should play together. And, you know, so that's kind of like a throwback to that year that we, you know, we're going back and doing it there.
Does it take you and the guys, but does it take you a while on a tour to really feel like you're in the groove? Or is it tour to tour? Like, sometimes right off the bat you feel like you're in it, or sometimes it takes till the end? Like,
no, by the second show of every tour we feel like that. If we were on tour for 6 months and took a week off, the first show back we're like nervous, like, I forget how to do this, you know. And then that, you know, once you get one show out of the way, you feel totally comfortable and at it again, you know. So
yeah,
it's strange, you know, to take you know, two bands in the you know, interband dynamics, and then the drummers alternate, because we flip who's closing every night. And so, you know, you get a different drummer playing the encore set every night. And that was like, wow, I'm like, cool, I hope this is going to go smooth. And it's kind of wild how we gelled. It was just like, really just kind of after the first show there as well, it just kind of, you know, hit, and everyone's feels comfortable and it sounds good, and it's everything's good.
Love that you're crushing it, kid. Way to work, man.
Caller, I'm going to give away a pair of tickets. Caller 7 right now on the Framingham Ford studio line will win a pair of tickets for Dropkicks and Rancid at the Brockton Fairgrounds on Saturday. And there are still some tickets available, but you can win these if you call 617-931-1AAF. And before you go, I'll ask about your beloved Boston Red Sox. I have some furniture on the line in this one. A bit of a rough July, I guess. They finished about 500.
Stinker.
What is your prediction, Kenny?
I mean, I loved the team. I think that, like, the young guys. I when I've made predictions in the past, I've never not predicted that they'd win when they won. So all I'll say is I'm not ready to go on record this year.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I mean, that is that's I don't feel positive about that. That's not that's not like optimistic, is what it's.
He's a little glasses half full. If the young guys,
I'm not saying they can't do it. I'm just saying I'm not ready to put my undefeated 3-0 record on the line, you know, this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like in blackjack, you know, your hand's okay, and you're gonna next day. You know, what do they call it? You know, you tap the card. You don't want one.
A texter, there's a 617 texter on the Tech Needs text line, which is probably somebody who's very similar to me because they want to leave early. They want to know who's closing on Saturday. Is it you guys or is it Rancid? Or do you not know yet?
We don't publicly tell.
Okay.
Keep it.
I'm guessing, I mean, you're in your hometown.
Buy a ticket.
I think we could probably assume. But
or is it?
All right. And then this tour goes through when, Ken Casey?
It goes through October 26th. It's so the 25th. And we're supposed to end in Vegas on the 25th, the night of the Mayweather-McGregor weigh-in, and then they decided to add one more show on the 26th in L.A.
Oh,
nice.
Screwed me.
I was just going to say, what are you going to do about the fight? Are you?
I think the weigh-in will probably be better than the fight. And I think the press conferences will be better than both.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, it's great.
But actually, while I'm here, that segues into, do you still do like the ding when you self-promote something?
LB does it. Go ahead, kid.
I've been, as you know, I'm a half-ass boxing promoter. And we've been doing some fights at Plain Ridge Park Casino. And we are doing a fight there August 26th. We're doing a live card featuring a kid named TJ Doheny from Ireland. He's ranked number four in the world. He'll be the main event, 17-0. And so you'll have a full live fight card followed by the McGregor pay-per-view on this huge, massive outdoor TV they have down there.
Ooh,
so,
that sounds great.
That sounds awesome.
Tickets will probably go on sale like next Monday.
Okay.
And, it'll be a great place to watch the fight and to support some talented Irish kids and some local Boston guys.
All right. Well, great work.
Oh, I'm psyched they worked that plug in there.
Yeah. Well, I'm psyched, too, because that means you're definitely getting me and you tickets to see Bruce on Broadway now that I allowed
100%.
You to do that. So. 100%. All right, I just want you on record. You and I are going to New York City, and you are getting tickets, and you and I are going to hang with Bruce afterwards, correct?
You know what happened last time.
I know what happened last time. You know what I mean?
Greg left early.
You sold me out. You sold me out horribly. But we're going to make this happen, correct?
All right, we will.
All right, Ken Casey. Well, it's always great to talk to you. And tickets available. You're looking for something great to do. Summer night outside.
Oh, yeah, man.
Brockton
Fairgrounds Saturday night. Dropkicks and Rancid. And Kenny, we'll talk to you soon. We'll see you soon.
All right, guys.
Stay well, kid.
All right.
See you later.
All right. That's Ken Casey of the Dropkick Murphys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.